Dr. John Raymond is with us. So if some of this work can be done by AI, can be done by computers, if we did that, wouldn't that free time up for our doctors to do other tasks or actually spend more time with their patients?
Yeah, it really would. Again, and maybe someday AI can take over a lot of the functions that are currently done by healthcare professionals, but we're still being very careful. This is a relatively new technology that when you're putting human lives at risk, we all want to be careful with. One thing that people need to understand, again, as I mentioned, most of these studies have been done under highly controlled situations. And when they take that out into the real world, you're going to find some bugs and glitches. So there's a lot of promise there, but it's not completely realized.
What are other ways that AI can be used in healthcare?
Yeah, AI is actually being used a lot. We mentioned imaging. It can be used to look at a complex set of symptoms and give you a diagnosis. It can be used for what we call predictive analytics or risk management. So you can look at large data sets and say, okay, this particular patient may be more predisposed to have heart disease or they may need a cancer screening. But what's really beautiful and I think is working well for healthcare professionals is something called ambient AI, in which the doctor can put their cell phone down and it can listen to the interview that they're having with a patient and the conversation that they're having and turn that into a very succinct and to-the-point note. And this is important because up to this point, physicians have spent an enormous amount of their time and energy documenting in the chart, handwriting or typing in the note. And so this could save time, and it really is being used quite a bit right now.
I think AI is an incredible tool. What we do, I use AI every single day now. But there are concerns, and we're very careful. In your field, there must also be lots of concerns. You've kind of touched on some of them. Can you expand on what the major concerns are?
Yeah. Again, the quality of an AI program has to do with the quality of the data that it's fed. So for medicine, you want highly curated expert data fed in. One of the problems with, say, ChatGPT or some of the other widely available general AI programs is that people just scraped data from the internet, from books, from magazines. So you have a whole gamish of high quality data with opinion, with misinformation, with outdated information. And it's hard for that AI program to sort out what's good and what isn't. So medically valid AI models, as I mentioned, would need to be created very, very carefully with curated data sets. That work's ongoing, but it's not perfect. And as I mentioned, there are still problems with AI confabulating or making things up when it gets into a loop where it can't make a decision. Sometimes there can even be what we call hallucinations. And so in that setting, those problems need to be worked out before you can really use them to take care of patients.
Are insurance companies pushing for AI?
They are, and they're actually using it in good ways to identify high-risk patients that may require proactive interventions, preventive health care. When used properly, that's a really great tool for health systems, for doctors, for insurance companies to partner with patients to make sure that you keep them out of the emergency room or you keep them from having a heart attack, that you work really well with patients. One of the issues, though, is you have to make sure that the motivation is pure to improve the health and well-being of patients, to make it easier for the doctors, and not simply driven by profit motive.
Dr. Raymond, how do you expect that AI might evolve in the future? Could we someday look at a world where AI replaces doctors? That sounds like a weird, crazy thing, but could that eventually happen? And how do you think this will evolve?
Yeah, maybe, but not now. I think people still value the human touch. That patient-physician relationship is so very important, the trust that's there. I guess I could envision a day when people become attached to an AI program because they can mimic humans in the way that they talk and think. But I think it's going to be a little while. I'm hoping that AI can lead to happier doctors and nurses whose lives can be made better so that you can actually lay hands and eyes on the patient and take them off the keyboard and the computer screen. And I mentioned that ambient AI is one thing that can do that. But at least in the near term, I still think AI is not going to completely replace doctors. It'll be a great tool. So I'm a Star Trek fan, and I've mentioned this before. We're not quite ready yet to be taken care of by an artificial intelligence like the doctor from Star Trek Voyager, who was actually called the emergency medical hologram. But in many ways, he actually became more human than a lot of the crew. So maybe that someday that could happen.
Oh, I'm a Next Generation fan.
I love all of them.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was so cool is that the little Star Trek icon, the pins that they have.
Yeah.
You wonder why all of them can talk to each other. They say that that's the translator.
You know, I heard you like to buy costumes. I could see you going to a Star Trek conference as a Trekkie.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Yes. The one
you could be a great Vulcan, I think.
Oh, wow.
I could see Vulcan you doing that for sure.
Yeah, she's actually too emotional to be a Vulcan, I think.
I think you're right about that. Like Spock.
Good news of the week. What do we got? Good news of the week, Dr. Raymond.
This is really interesting. There was a surprising preliminary finding from the University of California, San Diego, that was recently published in Cancer Investigations, where they found that GLP-1 agonists, the drugs that we talk about for weight loss, Wegovy, Ozempic, reduced the risk of death in a panel of 7,000 colon cancer patients by 50%.
Whoa, big number.
Now, that wasn't the purpose of the study. So please, everybody understand, they actually have to do a randomized controlled trial. This was an observational study, but something really surprising and potentially exciting.
That's great news for sure. Dr. John Raymond is the president and CEO of the Medical College of Wisconsin. Dr. Raymond, thank you so much.
Thanks, John and Julia.